This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to actually look at the value of dad jokes. What are dad jokes? Dad jokes are jokes that basically embarrass you when your father tells them. And very often again and again and again. And I've been sitting here during the break thinking about whether I would be dishonoring my late father's memory, which I cherish because he was my hero and he was a heroic and wonderful guy. But yeah, he told dad jokes. He told, and I still remember some of them. And I have to consult with my staff about whether it's appropriate to tell some of my father's most embarrassing dad jokes. Why is that good? There's a psychological study that says it's healthy for children, particularly sons, to be embarrassed by their fathers. This is not a Father's Day story. I mean, Father's Day is ways away. We will get to that on the Michael Medved Show. We will also get to Professor John Yoo, who has a powerful piece. He's just written in the Boston Globe. It says, "Prosecuting Trump for hush money undermines more serious investigations." And what could be more serious than this particular investigation? Well, any of the other half dozen, actually it's more than a dozen investigations that the former president is dealing with. We will get to that. But first up, there's a question about Robin DiAngelo, who has become a very famous, very wealthy person writing about white fragility. And she now has a situation where this individual who's supposed to represent our most advanced, our most enlightened, our most constructive thinking about race and race differences, really an example for everybody, she just said that people of color need to get away from white people. By the way, any people of color or any white people who believe that, who thinks that it's useful somehow for people to actually separate according to race. Now, Scott Adams, who was the famous, celebrated, very successful cartoonist around the world, his career was ruined because he said almost precisely that, that white people and black people shouldn't live together. He didn't trust black people, and he didn't think it was useful to have them nearby. So why is Robin DiAngelo not being treated in the same way? Listen, this is clip six.
And then I'm a big believer in affinity space and affinity work. And I think people of color need to get away from white people and have some community with each other. And I'll let that go and maybe see if anyone else wants to pick it up.
Okay, anyone else want to pick it up? I mean, 1-800-955-1776. How outrageous. How outrageous. What happened to the idea in diversity is our strength? And the idea that affinity based upon skin color, based upon ancestry, and one of the things that is really remarkable today, and many people forget about this, but we were talking about it recently with John West of Discovery Institute. There are, more than ever before, there are immigrants to the United States from black African countries, particularly from Nigeria, where Nigerian immigrants have been great successes in the United States, been a great success story. And they don't come to the United States so they can just live together with other black people. I'm not saying that people are coming to the United States for racial reasons at all. They come to the United States because they want to be American. And being American, the idea of an affinity space based on race How ridiculous is that? Speaking of ridiculous, with all of this solemn coverage about the potential indictment of President Trump and his potential arrest, and by the way, they're clearing things up. He apparently is not going to try to resist arrest. It's not going to require approval by Governor DeSantis to extradite him from Florida to New York. They're saying that when Trump, at the time comes for him to present himself and to get fingerprinted and to get the mugshot, and he'll have some kind of perp walk, but he'll be surrounded by Secret Service men, he will come voluntarily to deliver himself in New York City. But he seemed almost giddy about the whole prospect, surprisingly chipper, with a video that the former president just released on Truth Social. And it sounded like this, 17A.
These four horrible radical left Democrat investigations of your all-time favorite president, me, is just a continuation of the most disgusting witch hunt in the history of our country. It's gone on forever with Russia, 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 and Ukraine, 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 and the Mueller hoax. It's an absolute disgrace what's going on. They even spied on my campaign. And remember this, with all of the work that they did on Mueller, no collusion. That's what the answer was all no collusion. Whether it's the Mar-a-Lago raid or the Unselect Committee hoax, the perfect Georgia phone call, it was absolutely perfect, or the Stormy Horseface Daniels extortion plot. They're all sick, and it's fake news.
The Stormy Horseface Daniels extortion plot, and this is when he talks about the persecutions of him and the victimization. This is one of the questions that I would ask for people who see themselves, as I do, as a Reagan conservative. Ronald Reagan was my favorite politician, period. I'm not quite old enough to have remembered Abraham Lincoln. Maybe I'd put Abraham Lincoln ahead, yes, and there are earlier American presidents. Theodore Roosevelt is a special favorite of mine. But Reagan, among contemporary or vaguely contemporary, within memory, within experience, would Reagan go for this idea of I'm such a victim, they're coming after me? Well, here is what President Trump added to his commentary on Truth Social. This is 17B.
Our enemies are desperate to stop us because they know that we are the only ones who can stop them, and they know it very strongly. And they're looking at the polls where not me, but we are up by so much. They can't even believe it. We won twice, and now we've got to win a third time. They know that we can defeat them. They know that we will defeat them. But they're not coming after me. They're coming after you. I'm just standing in their way. And I always will stand in their way. Thank you very much.
Okay, what does he mean that they're coming after you? Now, I'm serious about that. 1-800-955-1776. What does that mean, that they are coming after you? And again, there are a lot of people out there, Mr. President, who haven't been charged with paying hush money to porn stars. A lot of us haven't. As the one thing Ron DeSantis said, he says, I can't really speak to that, this experience of paying a porn star to avoid embarrassment. What does all this mean? And what about the testimony yesterday from a witness to discredit Michael Cohen, the key witness for the prosecution? We'll get to that and more with John Hugh coming up on the MedVet Show.
The greatest show on God's green earth.
I have no doubt about it, and you don't have any doubt about it either.
It's the Michael MedVet Show. 1-800-955-1776.
The Michael Medved Show.
In 1982, E.T. and Rocky III were tops at the box office. Joan Jett's I Love Rock and Roll rocked its way to number 3 on the Billboard charts, and Washington State got its last cut to the state sales tax rate. This is Michael Medved for Washington Policy Center. 30 years is a long wait for a sequel. With record inflation and skyrocketing prices, we're long overdue. After more than $10.5 billion in recent revenue surpluses with no sales tax relief, it's time. Go to OverdueSince82.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. Medved Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly 2 decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I just wanted to call and throw my 2 cents in.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there's no question that the main witness working on the Stormy Daniels case, as it's been called, it's really the Michael Cohen case, because Michael Cohen was President Trump's fixer. He was President Trump's personal attorney. There were aspects of President Trump's divorce with Ivanka. Ivana, his first wife. And part of that was sealed by agreement, and then there was a reporter who was threatened. He was physically threatened by Michael Cohen. He wasn't disbarred about that, but Michael Cohen was such a ferocious protector of President Trump that some of those divorce records that were not supposed to come out, that had there had been basically the kind of attack that you would a claim by his ex-wife that he had been abusive, all of that Michael Cohen took care of. And now Michael Cohen, who at one point was the fixer, personal attorney to President Trump, well, they had a falling out, and they had a falling out in part because Michael Cohen was so deeply involved in providing $130,000 to Stormy Daniels, and then apparently later Trump repaid him. And he listed the money that he repaid as legal expenses. Well, it wasn't exactly legal what Michael Cohen was doing. But the Robert Costello, who used to also be friends with Michael Cohen and is a more experienced, more senior attorney, was actually Cohen's legal advisor. He testified before the grand jury and tried to make the case that everything that Michael Cohen did was not something that Trump asked him to do. It was stuff that he did on his own initiative. And after that testimony, Costello, of course, spoke to the press after his delivering the testimony to the grand jury. Listen, clip 12.
The only thing I'm doing is trying to tell the truth to the grand jurors. Listen, if they want to go after Donald Trump and they have solid evidence, so be it. But Michael Cohen is far from solid evidence. This guy, by any prosecutor's standard, and I used to be deputy chief of the criminal division in the Southern District of New York, I wouldn't have touched a guy like Michael Cohen, especially if he's a convicted perjurer.
Okay, and of course Michael Cohen has spent time in jail for as part basically of a plea deal for some of his own legal problems while working for President Trump. One of Trump's lawyers, Joe Tacopina, also went on to Fox News with Jeanine Pirro, who is one of President Trump's most ferocious defenders and fans, and basically talking about his optimism in terms of President Trump's legal future in terms of the same sort of spirit that President Trump was talking about in the videos that he posted today on Truth Social. This is Joe Tacopina, clip 2.
Whether or not this will go forward, but your sense is that it will, Joe?
You know, I still hold out hope. I really do, Jeanine. I hold out hope that some sort of sanity is going to prevail inside of that office. I understand there's a lot of disgruntled employees in the Manhattan DA's office holding out hope that justice will prevail. And if that happens, then there will be no charge because it's a case that will die on the vine. This will be a lasting stain on the legacy of that DA's office. So they won't win this case. I promise you that. And you can play this tape back in a year from now. They will not win this case. We will win it on the law. We'll win it on the facts. Wherever we go, we will win this case.
Okay, and by the way, there are serious people who are not partisans. I mean, Tacopina is one of Trump's lawyers, but there are serious people who agree with him. It is a weak case. One of the things that Professor Yu has written about, and he's going to be talking to us about it in a few minutes, is that the problem with this particular case is it has a question of timing and statutes of limitations and basically being bumped up, trying to bump it up into a felony from a misdemeanor, and it's a problematic case. It isn't open and shut. And you would think before you become the first prosecutor in all of American history to indict a former or a current president You would want a case that was just as ironclad as it possibly could be. Kevin McCarthy faced a question from CNN's Manu Raju, and a question about Trump and his future, and he answered with a really sad example of whataboutism. Here is Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy. Listen, clip 16.
What about the actual allegations here that the former president may have falsified business records to cover for hush money payments to cover up this alleged affair with an adult film actress? Do you have any concerns about that?
Look, the thing I think about, it was interesting. Someone briefed me on the use of money, a situation like this before, and you probably covered this. Remember when the DNC and Hillary Clinton paid the law firm $1 million, but said that it was for something else, and we found out later it wasn't. It was all about the Russia collusion. It wasn't for the legal part.
Okay, I think that's a bit incoherent and directly relevant to this situation. Okay, Kevin McCarthy is in a difficult situation. He owes his speakership to President Trump's support. And this is going to be such a difficult matter as we move ahead. Speaking of difficult matters, they have the teacher strike going on in Los Angeles, the nation's second largest school district, I believe. 500,000 students are home today. There's more on that, and we will get to that. But first up, we'll speak to Professor John Yoo, who's the Emanuel Heller Professor of Law at University of California at Berkeley. Proud to say he's been a frequent guest on the show. His problem with what is going on right now and awaiting the prosecution in Manhattan is not that Trump is beyond criticism or even beyond indictment. The problem he has is it's the wrong case. It's the wrong theory. It's the wrong choice of all of the, Trump says there are four, there are actually more than that, potential charges that could be brought against the former president. We'll be speaking about that with Professor Yoo coming right up on the Medved Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
The most popular person in the history of the Republican Party.
Michael Medved.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA News Update. Barricades are up and there is a huge security presence outside Trump Tower and criminal court in Manhattan as a grand jury decides if charges should be filed against former President Trump. People on the streets in New York are weighing in.
I guarantee you there's a lot more people that have done worse things that they can go after.
So long as he's in the news, he's happy.
It's the weakest of all the cases that are against him.
Trump called for his supporters to protest while predicting he would be arrested. Federal health officials say life-threatening fungal infection infections are spreading at U.S. healthcare facilities. The CDC reports cases of Candida auris infections have almost doubled between 2020 and 2021. President Biden taking action on what he calls an historic conservation plan. During the White House Conservation and Action Summit, Biden announced he's establishing two national monuments in Nevada and Texas, which will protect more than 500,000 acres of public lands. John Schaefer, USA News.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Controversy.
The Michael Medved Show.
And what a pleasure to welcome back to the show John Yu, one of the most eminent legal scholars in the country. He is the Emanuel Heller Professor of Law at University of California at Berkeley. He is also a non-resident senior fellow at the American Enterprise Institute, perhaps the leading conservative think tank. And he is a visiting fellow at the Hoover Institution of Stanford University. He has published 10 books, including one about Trump's fight for presidential power, which was published in 2020. He's also written a very provocative column that will get people, I think, to put in perspective part of what's going on about the prosecution of President Trump in the Stormy Daniels hush money case. John, let me ask you just a deep sort of background question, just to begin. Would you ever have believed in January of 2021, which was a little bit more than 2 years ago, would you have believed that President Trump leaving the presidency would be facing the imminent arrest and indictment, and not just on the Stormy Daniels case, but on a big, long variety of charges, which you mention in your piece in the Boston Globe. Was that something you would have expected?
Hey, Michael, it's great to be with you. And I have to say, you express the same incredulity that I do. I could have seen President Trump being investigated for January 6th. I could have seen him maybe being investigated for the things he was impeached over. But the last thing I would have thought that our justice system would do in breaking this norm that has lasted as long as our country of leaving ex-presidents alone generally would have been for this hush money payment to, you know, to, you know, Stephanie Clifford, her legal name. Because first, he's already been investigated by federal prosecutors about this, and they dropped it. They decided not to go forward. And then,
by the way, why do you think they did that?
Oh, well, I think the federal prosecutors in New York, who are, you know, often considered the best ones in the country, no offense, Washington and Chicago, L.A. and San Francisco, but the, you know, the federal prosecutors in New York looked at it, and here are the two problems. One is problem of facts, and the second is a problem of law. The problem of facts is, guess who the star witness is? Michael Cohen. Michael Cohen is the bag man for Donald Trump. Bag Cohen is the one who delivered the money to Stormy Daniels. Michael Cohen also happens to be a convicted federal felon for violating campaign laws in delivering the money to Stormy Daniels. The worst possible witness the government could put up on the stand. And he doesn't strike anyone as being a credible witness. That's why the federal prosecutors talked to him and they decided not to go forward. And then there's a huge legal problem. The legal problem is actually paying Stormy Daniels and asking for her, you know, secrecy and response is not illegal, right? If this were illegal, you know, the jails would be full in Hollywood and Wall Street. So the problem is he's only being charged, allegedly, for a misdemeanor, for fiddling with the corporate books, for trying to hide the payment. But that's not a felony. That's like it's like getting a speeding ticket. It's the same kind of crime, a non-jail time crime that you have for a lot of minor offenses. So, and you have to bring those in 2 years, which the prosecutor didn't. So the prosecutor here, Melvin Bragg, is trying to transform this case into a felony by pretending that what Trump really did here was basically give himself a campaign contribution by keeping Stormy Daniels quiet, which that's never been tested. No case has ever been brought like that. Courts have never approved it. I would be very surprised if the courts accepted this kind of logic. And so all those things, this is such a stretch. Yeah, it's hard to see Trump actually really being prosecuted and convicted in the end.
On these charges, but you mentioned...
On these charges, yes.
Yeah, you mentioned in your piece the wide array of other charges, like the charges that Jack Smith, the special counsel, is looking into, that are far more threatening to President Trump and far more serious. How you mentioned that this case will undermine those other cases. How will that happen and work in Trump's behalf?
Yeah, great question, Michael. This is a problem, is that, you know, President Trump now is a private citizen. He lives under the same rule of law as every other private citizen. No one is above the law. If he committed a serious crime, serious abuse of power, he should be investigated and prosecuted. But that should be, I think, to break this norm of never going after former presidents, because we want presidents to make difficult decisions without worrying about being pursued after they leave office. If we're going to break that 230-year norm, it should be because we're prosecuting Trump for something important, for some abuse of power, like January 6th. If Trump did conspire with the rioters at the Capitol on January 6th, if he really did try to overturn a free and fair election, then I think he should be prosecuted, and I hope a jury would convict if the facts bore it out. But here's a case where you've got an elected Democratic prosecutor from New York City based on a testimony of a lying felon using laws that really don't fit as a real stretch. Trump and his allies are going to be able to paint all the prosecutions with the problems that this one has. And it's going to give Trump an advantage, I think, in those other investigations.
Which is the most serious? You mentioned January 6th. Is of Trump's many legal problems, including the documents and much more, is January 6th and the potential arrangements to to try to stop the legal certification of the Electoral College votes. Is that the most serious charge against President Trump?
I think so. I think any effort to try to block an electoral count where there were no courts, no government agencies, government prosecutions or investigations found any actual fraud that could have changed the outcome of the election. So if there was an effort to stop that, that's a crime. And that could include not just the rioters on January 6th, but if President Trump actually did try to coerce state officials or even Vice President Pence to refuse to accept the legitimate election result, then I think that is a crime. I think that is the most serious investigation that's going on. And I think, we have to wait and see. We don't know the facts. There's a special counsel appointed by the Justice Department that's been conducting interviews and gathering evidence about that. That, I think, is the most important investigation, and I think that's the kind that would justify a former president facing a jury of his peers. To classify
the question I would ask would be, in timing, is there any realistic chance of that case moving along quickly enough to actually make a difference in the presidential election? Because Trump is not only a former president, he is a candidate for president of the United States. We will get to that with Professor John Hugh, professor at University of California at Berkeley, and talk about the likely outcome legally and politically of this very confusing and consequential matter. We'll be right back.
From politics to pop culture and from coast to coast, this is The Michael Medved Show.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily, and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor. History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Michael Medved Show, a pleasure to continue the conversation with Professor John Yu of University of California at Berkeley Law School. And, John, the one thing that is being argued about right now, there's a big piece in Politico just broke where they argue and say, no, of course an indictment would damage Trump and it's wrong to say that it would help him, though the question about helping him has to do with if he is acquitted or if the charges are dismissed or if there is some kind of victory. That would have a spillover impact, wouldn't it, in terms of public opinion to all of the other much more serious cases that you mention in your work?
I tend to agree with you. I would defer to you, actually, much more on the political consequences of the prosecution. I think, though, the weakness of the case itself provides a lot of ammunition to President Trump's supporters and President Trump himself, who are claiming this is a biased, partisan, selective prosecution based on weak evidence and twisted law. I mean, they have grounds to make these claims. And so I think you're right, Michael. If he gets actually convicted of this, I think his supporters are going to be even more outraged. And I don't know. I could see a rally around the flag effect. I think that's what happened with the search at Mar-a-Lago, that a lot of Republicans, even though they were, you know, iffy about supporting Trump for 2024, still felt he was being mistreated by the Justice Department in that search of his home. And you could see that happening here, too. I mean, one political consequence is everybody has to take a position on it now, that people like, for example, Ron DeSantis, who might run against Trump, you know, he had to take a position ultimately on this prosecution one way or the other. And that's going to get tough for people to oppose Trump in the primaries.
This is a difficult question, and I don't mean to put you in a difficult spot, but you write in your piece in the Boston Globe about how this indictment breaks one of the oldest norms in American politics. No sitting or former president has ever undergone criminal prosecution. Given the avid nature of the investigation of President Biden and his son Hunter in particular and their business dealings and President Biden's brother, Jim, isn't it likely that there will be some partisan effort? Let us say that Joe Biden does not win election for a second term. He becomes a former president. That as a former president, he would be subject to a very aggressive investigation and potential prosecution on some of the Hunter Biden issues?
That's a great question. I think that's the way to think of it, Michael. That's the way I tried to think of it in my piece in the Boston Globe today, is think about the future incentives this prosecution creates. And so in the future, can you not see a Republican DA, say in Texas or Florida, after Biden leaves office, going after investigating Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, the Biden brother, Biden daughter-in-law, right, and say, okay, where'd you get all this money from China? Where did you put it? Why were you paid? That's one of the reasons, actually, why we did observe this 230-year norm of not having prosecutors go over after former presidents, because once you allow elected partisan prosecutors to go after president, then you can easily see it becoming another football in the partisan battle between Republicans and Democrats.
But doesn't it make a difference if that former president is also a candidate for president?
Yes, I mean, I think that just compounds the problem, because as I also point, as far as I know, I don't recall any candidate for president of a major political party ever being investigated and prosecuted during the election. And so this just compounds the mistake of going after a former president, because, yes, as you say, Michael, if you're going after current candidates, well, then the possibilities for changing the outcome of an election are all the more apparent. I mean, I would say to my Democrat friends, look what they were saying about Jim Comey announcing a reopening of investigation to Hillary Clinton. They think that turned the 2016 election to Donald Trump. Do they want that to be the regular order of business now for every election, is that prosecutors get involved and might, in close cases, swing the election one way or the other? It's something that we stayed away from for 230 years. I think it served our country well not to use the criminal justice system to interfere in elections.
Well, what about, and let me ask you, this is the one glaring exception to the rule, the Spiro Agnew case. Spiro Agnew was elected vice president of the United States. He was forced to resign because of ongoing prosecution based upon his record as the Baltimore County chief executive back in Maryland. Isn't that an example of a high office holder who turned out to be very corrupt being prosecuted even before he left office?
That's true. That's a really good example. You could also point to Nixon. Maybe it was a mistake to pardon Nixon and not continue the investigation into Nixon. So I guess what I would say is, like, in those cases, that did not open the door to consistent, you know, sort of adding this to the regular way we conduct elections. What worries me is that, as you pointed out, this prosecution by Bragg is just the first of many. There's one going on in Georgia against Trump. There's one going on in Washington, D.C. I mean, you can already see this is just not like a one-off like an Agnew. This is going to, I worry, is going to become another, you know, weapon in the arsenal of electoral politics. You're just seeing people pile on lawsuits on Trump. Now, I don't know, maybe if Trump hadn't run for re-election, maybe if he said, I'm just going to ride off into the sunset, maybe people would have left him alone, although I tend to doubt it. But I sure hope you're right, Michael. I sure hope this is like Agnew and this is like a one-off case and then we're not going to do this again. But it doesn't feel that way to me. It doesn't feel that way to me.
And what about, clearly Michael Cohen wants to take down Trump. I mean, when you listen to Michael Cohen speak in interviews, the level of intensity of his resentment and shame of having been associated with Trump for all those years seems to be very real. Doesn't he, and at least get good legal advice from Lanny Davis, his lawyer, doesn't he recognize that this case might actually end up helping Trump, as you say, by undermining more serious investigations?
Yeah, I mean, part of the problem for him is, or he's not the, I hope or assume, he's not the motivating factor here. I mean, he's just a witness. And it's really, I mean, the really person responsible is Melvin Bragg, you know, the district attorney in New York who was elected and who talked about this during his campaign and has made no secret that he's a critic of Donald Trump's. Remember, before even he was elected, he had conducted cases against the Trump Organization when he was an attorney in the Attorney General's office in New York. And so, yes, Michael Cohen has a beef, you know, with Donald Trump. He feels that he was, you know, misused, that he was serving the wrong man. I accept that. The problem is you don't want that to elevate into, you know, the principle that we should start prosecuting our former presidents. I think let the American people in our political system render judgment on Trump. In a way, they did. I mean, in a way, in November 2020, the American people did render judgment on President Trump and let history judge him. I don't think we should let our legal system be pushed into, again, breaking this 230-year tradition, even if you have people like Michael Cohen who wanted to go forward.
And by the way, I know you have to run because you have to go to teach a class, but you think about Bill Clinton and all the many, many charges that Ken Starr, may rest in peace, so thoroughly investigated, and it wasn't just Monica Lewinsky. But to the very best of my knowledge, there's been no prosecutor who's attempted to follow up on Bill Clinton, despite the fact that his wife ran for president and was a nominee of a major party for president of the United States. Is it worth maintaining this tradition in American politics that even former presidents are out of reach for a prosecution? We will be talking about that, there's no question about it, as we look at the future of politics and public life in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For special discounts on history shows, check out MedVidHistoryStore.com. For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.